You're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to the manmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. My love, Steve, do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her, having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, I got the man, my set. Got so many girls on deck. Cause I got the man, my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man, my set. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women. Go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella into blessings. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right. Tell me if you ready, we gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game! Well, wait a minute, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is. Game time!
All right. What's up, everybody? Oh, shit. Okay, all right. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session, and I ask all you guys out there to go ahead and get your crayons out. Lock all this information that I'm about to give you down, because we want to make sure that we do everything we can to lace you guys in the game. Gentlemen, if you want to call in, you have the number. It's 563-999-3056. Shout out to all my dogs. Oh, excuse me. Shout out to all my dogs right here. 179 guys out there that broke the record. Y'all know how we do things, guys. Let's get into it real quick. Y'all know what's up. Gentlemen, I ask all you guys to go ahead and get your crayons out, because what's important to me is that you guys out here, we want to make sure that all you guys out here learn game and understand and overstand what it means to be a man by getting your crayons out, asking the proper questions, and moving the way we want you guys to move. Give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there, guys. Y'all know the rules, man. If you have a question, man, just put a Q in the chat room. We got you. We'll answer all the questions that we possibly can. Also, guys, wait real quick. All the ladies out there, shout out to all the ladies out there. You know who you are. What's up? Like, hey, what's up? Happy side dude day. All right. We made that up. It's side dude day. We're going to talk about some game and stuff. I hope everybody's doing good. Guys, we got a lot to talk about because we want to talk about something that it's very rare that we talk about these things because there is this this war, so to speak, on women as if they're the bad guys, as if that everything that they're doing is on purpose. And we're going to talk about the laws of nature and how all this stuff works. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about this, and we want to get all you guys out there to give us your input. Let us know. Ask questions. Put a Q in there. Now, this is what we do. This is what's different about the show. If you have a question, just put a Q in the chat room. We'll answer questions. If you are talking to a girl, texting her right now, and you feel like, damn, I feel like I'm, like, moving away from my four. I feel like I'm going towards the friend zone. I feel like I'm losing her. And I, Dean, motherfucker, help me right now. Just put a T and tell me the last thing she said to you. If you're dealing with a woman and you don't know what she means by certain things and that's throwing you off, gentlemen, just put a W in there and we got you covered. So with that being said, let's get into this, man. Because, see, I think a lot of people are under this impression that, you know, there's some rule or law in the game. Now, SMH, just say it. Don't just put W. Put W and say the statement, please, okay? Just put W and say the statement. You don't have to put a W. Just put W and then say the statement, okay? Put a Q and say the statement. Put a T and say the statement, okay? I got you, man. But anyway, what's important here is a lot of people are under this impression that the game has to give a fuck about you. A lot of people think that women have to care about what you think. A lot of guys out there think that life has to care about what you think. And it doesn't. And we'll talk about this. Hold on a second. I don't want to waste my time talking to some women I'm not interested in. I realize this try to piss me off and make life hard. They realize. Okay. I don't think a lot of you guys understand what I'm trying to say. Women don't do anything to you that you don't do to yourself, man. A woman doesn't piss off a man. She pisses off bitches. She pisses off guys that don't have a standard. And we're going to talk about this. See, the problem with a lot of you guys in CP, I say this with love, is that you are displaying a lot of characteristics of femininity. And then you expect women to respect you when you're the one coming out of your emotions because a woman is saying something to you, because she's saying no to you, because she's saying I have a boyfriend, because she's saying I'm not interested. And then you're the one getting mad at her. You're the one getting upset. What is it? What can a woman do to you, sir? And I want you to tell me this. What can a woman do to you to piss you off? I want you to tell me, what can a woman possibly say to you to piss you off? Because you made the statement, you need to answer this. Because I'm telling you, this is y'all's problem. So listen, I want you to tell me what a woman has said to you to piss you off. I want you to tell the room and tell me. Because if you're making that statement, we need to know what she's saying to you to technically piss you off. Message from a woman on Bumble. I don't know why the men on here don't ask women out. Well, Unique, easy, man. Let's get back on our four. Well, with all due respect, I can't tell you about other men. I can only tell you about me. And what I can tell you about me is that the only way I'm going to ask you out is, well, I guess you already talked to her anyway. So the only reason why I'm going to ask you out and about to ask you out is because your picture caught my curiosity, and it was something in your profile that caught my eye. And the thing that I want to know, because when I saw it, I said to myself, you know what, this is the kind of woman I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. That's why we're talking right now. But the one thing I cannot ever tell you about is what other men do, because I don't care about other men. I only care about what I do. So why don't we go ahead and meet up, pick the time, pick the place, pick the date, do your thing, Unique. Let's get to the next one. Let's see here. I'm focusing on school and grades, and it's because of you, though. Well, here you go. Put them on Gang TY. I'm focusing on school and grades. Then you're I hope you ain't fucking her, because if you're fucking her, your fuck game is really whack. And if you ain't fucking her, your mouthpiece is really whack. Not only your mouthpiece, but how you moving her. See, a lot of you guys think that women are actually busy. Now, they're busy with school and a few things, but women will make time for a man. I don't know why you guys are under the assumption that they won't. Women will make time for a man. So there's something that you're doing wrong. She's not doing anything wrong. She's just vibing off of who you are. And if you're boring and you're inconsistent and you don't know what you're doing, she doesn't want to be with you because there's nothing really exciting about you. A woman, I beg to be dominated. And Yeah. I keep forgetting, though. We gotta remove guys like this, man. This is we gotta keep it going. Let's see here. How do I get my sense of wonderment back? Well, the problem is you're never gonna get it back asking about how you're gonna do it. You just need to learn and get a mentor and do it. See, the problem with you guys is that you want a one-word answer to solve a layer of deep issues and a layer of deep problems, and that's not going to happen. See, you always can tell what kind of student you are by thinking that you can be a doctor in a day or being able to fly a plane in a day. So what I'm saying to you is, nah, man, it's not happening. It's not happening, man. Okay, let's see here. I'm at work doing my job, and I make they make snide comments like he thinks he's better than everyone else. I'm highly focused. Dude, I say this with love. How old are you, man? How old are you? I don't understand why you guys out here feel some kind of way about somebody saying something to you. Let me tell you, CP. Every woman and every man out here has the right to form an opinion of you, okay? But see, this is where y'all lose. Because whatever opinion they form of you, you make it your truth. And because you make it your truth, you're giving them power. I want to know, why are you renting, giving them free space in your mind by saying little snide things? Why do you care? You gotta let your nuts drop from your stomach and start manning the fuck up. And start being able to stand on your square instead of sitting on a Tampax, man. Man, you got to wake up from that stuff, man. That's why people don't respect you, because when they smell that, they go after you, man. Yeah, I don't care how old you are, man. They go after you when you don't have game. You don't have no game. Let's keep going. But let me talk to y'all guys. See, for a lot of you guys out there, you want to live in a world that technically bends for your will. And the game doesn't do that. Why should a woman take the knee, kiss the ring, and submit to somebody? Somebody is important. Who cannot even market himself to himself, who doesn't even believe enough in who he is and what he does himself. I ain't saying anything about the women, gentlemen. I'm saying himself. Why would a woman want that? And what you guys have to understand, because I guess I have to walk you back in time to have you understand something about women, and this is all about perception. Because it's one of the things no one ever talks to you about, and I'm going to talk to you about it. Because you, my friends, have a false sense of perception when it comes to the woman's perception of how she perceives males and surface dwellers. Her perception. Now, mind you, every woman has a different perception based off of her life. No woman has the same perception, but what they all have in common is a behavior perception that they can look at. And we're going to talk about that. See, what you guys don't understand about women is that whenever you try to communicate yourself to her, she doesn't just judge you off of the communication. What she does is she judges you off the communication after she processes the communication plus the behavior that's going to give her the answer. See, unfortunately for a lot of you guys, y'all are under the impression that women think like us. Women, you know, they want dick. Yes, they do. They do. But they are emotionally driven, and they want somebody that can move mountains in their mind, and somebody totally different, okay? Totally different, all right? I'm telling you why people, I'm going to get to why people pray on the weak, but the fact is, why do you care? It's just that's how life is. You are either a man or you're food. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules up, man. I'm just on the side of hunting. I'm on the side of conquering. So what you'll learn is I don't ask questions like that because I just don't give a fuck about the weak. I'm here to help those that want to be helped. But I can't help you if you don't help yourself. Let me continue. Gentlemen, when you meet her, it is not what you say. It is your behaviors that is attached to what you say that's going to have her making a determination of who you are. And we're going to talk about that. This is very, very important to understand or overstand. But let's talk about why. Because unlike these other motherfuckers, I'm just not going to say shit. I'm going to tell you the why. Let's talk about the why. Since elementary school, that one day where, like yesterday, some little girl or girls somewhere around the world asked their mom, why are these boys giving me gifts? Why are these boys giving me flowers? Why are these boys giving me necklaces? Mom, I don't understand. And mom is going to help her understand. She says when you get a little, I don't know, whenever mom gives her that talk to break down the power that she has as a woman, she then starts to become a student of that game. Oh, yes, don't think they don't become students. Because they begin to master this shit where you guys never master game. You're never a student of game. So what happens is that a lot of women, they will then at that point, they will begin to start to watch behaviors of other guys, seeing how they move, seeing how they think, seeing how they operate. And what they're going to do is they are going based off of, listen, gentlemen, based off of you, they're going to begin to determine what kind of person you are. Harrison, based off of who you are. And hey, listen, guys, this starts in elementary school. And I'm going to say it again, guys. All of this starts in elementary school. All of this. Everything that we're talking about and everything we're discussing starts in elementary school. And it is at this point, gentlemen, that when you are now let's carry from elementary school to junior high school and to let's get to high school. Because a lot of guys out here that are in high school who don't understand game, who don't understand why things happen, what they will start to do, gentlemen, is that they will start to have certain kind of behaviors, gentlemen, behaviors. And what most of y'all don't understand about these behaviors that these guys have and display for women, they don't understand is, they don't understand that everything that you say and everything that you do is going to put you in a situation that is going to define who you are. Hold on, what the fuck? Let's grab that motherfucker right here. Everything you're going to do is going to put you in a situation where you are going to be defined, gentlemen. And again, I don't make these rules up. I'm just telling you what's going on. I'm telling you what's happening. And the problem with so many of you, unfortunately, you not only move the behaviors you have in elementary school that move from elementary school to junior high school. They transfer from junior high school over to high school. And the worst part is that they transfer after you graduate, because the same things that you're going through right now are the same things you were dealing with in high school, junior high school, and elementary school, where she was always going and elevating. She's learning about her body. She's learning about sexuality, even though she's emotional. Even though she's insecure, even though there are certain things going on with her, she's still doing this where you guys, you're either plateauing or you're just dipping in your behaviors. And in your behaviors, now let me explain, because I want y'all to understand what are the behaviors. What are some of the behaviors? Disillusion, naive, and gullible. I said it earlier. I said it on the show with you, and I said it to you guys. You guys, your eyes are bigger than your stomach. You become gullible, naive, and disillusioned, thinking that you are actually something that you're not, or you try to kayfabe something that you're not, trying to be someone you think you need to be to actually get the woman's attention. You don't know yourself. And what I say by gullible, let me tell you gullible. Two decades ago, they did the same thing a lot of you did, the PUAs, gullible, because they thought by tricking women and lying to women, they thought they could show women they're men. But your gullible comes in a form of hatred, hating women. Hey, yeah, can't stand women, talk bad about women. And this is the thing that you want so bad. It's amazing to me. Very gullible. Very gullible. Such as in high school. Also, there was never part of you that wanted to even try to break it or bend any rules, because you've always played it safe. Every time you was with a woman or every time you was around a girl, you always played it safe, because it was at that point, either in high school, junior high, or however you name it, you became this mind reader where you thought that you could actually predict what that woman is thinking. You guys at that point started to build fear, anxiety. You started making excuses and all this other stuff. And most importantly, you became predictable. You became so predictable that the woman that you're going with, every woman out there, they already know you by those statements that you make, the things you say about yourself, and the excuses that you make knowing that you don't even want to live in the truth. And see, what some of you guys don't understand is this is the problem. You're dealing with the master of manipulation. You're dealing with the master of lies. And you guys think that you actually can manipulate the master of manipulation. Now, what do I mean by the master of manipulation? I'm saying somebody that manipulates her body on a constant basis because she hates that woman in the mirror. She hates that woman in the mirror. She cannot stand that woman in the mirror. And yet, so many of you guys out here, so many of you always think that you can lie and manipulate somebody can't be manipulated. You actually think that every time you're talking to a woman and you're telling all them stupid, boring-ass stories, that you actually think that you're manipulating her? All that so-called game that you think that you're learning, you think you're manipulating her? No, you are the manipulated. That's the problem. You are the one that's getting manipulated, and you don't even realize that you're the prey in all of this. Because if you can't beat a woman playing on her level, and her level is lies, manipulation, emotions, and insecurity, and if you are displaying those things, then you are not the man that she wants. You will never be that individual because in her eyes, you are a complete and utter turnoff. And I don't say this to be mean to you guys because I want you guys to win with women. You cannot win with somebody when there is no belief in yourself. She doesn't believe in herself. She doesn't love herself. She's very insecure. She knows she doesn't have any value. But when you're displaying the same things that she has, you're playing on her level, and you don't even realize you're playing on her level. When you're lying and manipulating her, she's just reeling you in because here's the problem. Here's the problem that most of you don't understand. She's met you before. So please understand this. Since elementary school, gentlemen, since elementary school, what she has been doing is preparing herself how to move on and position herself to somebody who has no sense of self. So when you are stuttering, when you don't know what you want, when you are very predictable, it is at this point she knows how to get what she wants from you without even trying to get it from you, if that makes any sense. She knows what she's doing. She knows why she's doing it. And she's going to continue to do it when you guys don't understand, okay? Hold on a second, Rio. I got you real quick. Shout out, Rob. What's good with you, man? Let me see here. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. We're going to have a new track coming up real soon. I got someone laying some tracks down. We got something new coming up. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys out here, let me answer this question. Guys, lines are open. We got you. You want to call in. I'm going to continue this because we're going to go deep. Okay. Hi, Steve. Does cocky and funny work? Okay. Harry, listen. And I wish I had that shit on me. Harry, you cannot try to wear a mask and manipulate and try to pretend to be something that you're not against an opponent who already knows your story. A man is not cocky and funny. A man just is. Okay? You guys, again, that's that double your dating shit back in the early 2000s by David D'Angelo trying to tell you to be cocky and funny, and you guys don't even know what cocky is. And you guys don't even have a sense of fucking humor. So how can you be cocky and funny? Cocky and funny never worked because the guy, okay, you're saying let's make a boring person something that he's not. Let's make a boring person something that he's not. And let's kayfabe and pretend that you're something. And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, okay? All right? Hold on. Wait a second. Hold on. Steve, you make me angry when you say you got to turn over actions. Okay, sir. Hey, excuse me. Excuse me, sir. I think you don't understand where you're at, so allow me to introduce myself to you. I don't give a fuck what I make you, bitch. Either you are going to shut your fucking ass up and you're going to accept that you are weak as fuck, your pussy is tight, and you're a bitch. And if you don't want to accept that shit, take your fucking ass out of here. Because you read that, fuck your feelings, motherfucker. Fuck if you talking about I make you angry. Fuck how you feel, motherfucker. Fuck you, man, you better get, boy, you close. I'm about to kick your fucking ass out. Please shut the fuck up so I can teach these men game. Gentlemen, what I'm saying to you men, not this dumbass, what I'm saying to you guys is that we can solve that. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow, but today has got to be the day to get clarity on your opponent to understand why she does what she does. Why does she move the way she does? She moves the way she does because she's not following your moves. Because she already knows your moves before you even think about making them. Guys, I told you all the time, if you watch Jennifer Lopez's movie, that movie, The Hustle, I guess it was by Jennifer Lopez, you guys don't understand how cold and dangerous women are to the weak. She not only knows you, when she meets you, based on how merciful she is to you, she already, I'm not gonna give her a four. I'm not gonna say she's on her four. I'm gonna say she's on her Tampax. I'm gonna say she's on her Tampax. And let me explain what her Tampax does and says. She knows every move to make you feel like you're close to getting pussy and you end up as her chauffeur. She knows every move to make when she first meets you, and she positions herself to put you in a position to go ahead and come over and fix shit for her. When she has to move, she knows how to position herself to do that with you. When she has Christmas lights or Halloween lights, she knows what to do to position herself to get you to do it, because she knows how to make the weak-minded feel like he's got a chance, an opportunity, gentlemen. This is how, and again, guys, I'm telling you, I fucking hate giving these questions. I hate this shit. I'm telling you, I hate this shit. I'm not trying to be funny. This shit sickens me of what I'm talking about today. But the reason we've got to talk about it is because you guys need to start to understand that either you're going to always end up prey or you're going to be a man. See, in her way, how she positions, get your crayons out. She knows how your mind operates and works. She knows that she can tease and dangle pleasure, and she can dangle sex, because most of you are so goddamn thirsty and so needy that most of you guys don't even realize as soon as you talk to a woman and you think that you ain't doing shit, she already knows you. She knows every move you're going to make. She knows what you're going to say before you say it, and she knows how to get you where she wants you to go, because most of you guys don't understand how complex her game is, because what she's saying is she knows how to put the dangle, the carrot, just far enough where you feel like you're close, but you just can't reach it. And what she does is she leads you to keep destroying yourself from the inside. She's not working you from the outside. See, y'all act like, see, y'all don't understand women, media, and advertising. They know that you average guys are thirsty. You're desperate. And all you want to do is fuck. Please understand, I'm not here to knock you because you want to fuck like a rabbit. That's not the problem. The problem is you want to fuck like a rabbit. That's the problem, because you can't have or don't have any self-control. And you lose control, which puts you on the same level as the woman who every day is insecure. Every day she looks in that mirror, she hates what she sees. Every day she looks in that mirror, she, oh my God, I'm ugly. I'm just not beautiful. Oh my God, I have no value and all this other stuff. Okay? They always would do that. Okay? And what I am saying to you guys out here, okay? What I'm saying to you, and it's very important to understand, I'm just letting you know how they think and how they move, because they operate and they're always thinking on chess and they're thinking about moves. They know that you want sex. They know that you're thirsty. But the one thing you don't know that they know is that they know how to persuade and manipulate you, because they're the masters of manipulation. The weave, the hair, the eyeliner, the makeup, and all these things are manipulation. But the man that, or the male or surface dweller that doesn't have a standard is open to be manipulated. And we're going to talk about ways that they manipulate you. They know how to move. They know how to think. They know how to manipulate you. Some of them will manipulate you as in being the damsel in distress. I need my bills paid. I want those shoes. I want that dress. I want that purse. And she knows your reward is not sex, but a thought that you're going to have it by just taking her index finger right here, and it right here, and pushing it down to just show you cleavage, and that's your payment. You're satisfied off of cleavage. Whenever she wants to go on a trip, she's going to look to you. Whenever she wants some tickets somewhere, she's going to look to you. Whenever she wants a meal, she's going to look to you. Because you can't do the one thing that men do, and that is saying no. You can't say no, because you feel if you say no, you're going to lose out on her. And yet she knows that. See, gentlemen, what you guys don't understand is, because she is your God, I don't think y'all motherfuckers heard me. Because she is your God, you worship her just as much as you worship the one in church. You worship her so much that you feel when you see her, you're inadequate. You worship her so much when you see her, you feel like you're powerless. When you see her, you feel like you just don't know what to do because she's so special. But as I told you before, she's the master. Let me check the phone lines real quick. As I said to you before, she's the master of manipulation. You don't realize that you fall in love with makeup. You fall in love with weave. You fall in love with a push-up bra. You fall in love with spandex. And you don't even realize that that's not her. She too is looking out of the window. She can't look in the mirror because she doesn't want to see her truth. So she masters the window. She knows how to create a false, fake person through makeup that the man that worships her so much, he sees the makeup and he thinks she's beautiful. She's special. Oh my God. She's the one because she can push her titties up. She can wear tight ass clothes. She can wear high heels. She can put on a wig. And she's special. And she's special to you. And she's not even special to herself. She's not even special to herself. She doesn't even like the person in the mirror because she herself has to augment how she looks because she's insecure. But yet you can't see that though. Because one can't see it when he's on the surface worshiping her. Why not worship yourself? I don't know. You are gods. I tell you, you are gods all the time. You're emperors. You're kings. But I can't force you to believe that. So she becomes your God. She becomes your king. She becomes your everything. Because, oh my God, God forbid she says no to you. God forbid she walks away from you. God forbid she tells you she has a boyfriend. My world is flipped upside down. And y'all guys don't even understand how she's working you, how she's playing to you. She knows. Let me get to that. Let me show you. She knows. Let me show you guys. She knows without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow. No matter what, she knows this one thing, and she will always ride on that one thing. And let me show you. And that one thing is whenever she needs motherfucking help, she knows who to call. Whenever she needs that picture put on that wall, she knows who to call. Whenever that asshole, that joker's pissed her off and she's feeling, not really feeling good about herself, she knows who to call to talk to. And when she's feeling lonely because she know the guy that she's in love with and lusting after is with another woman, oh, she knows who to call to fill in the void. She's so cold that she can juggle not one, not two, not three, not 50, not 100, not 200, not 1,000, not 7,000, not 50. She can juggle. She's so fucking cold. She can juggle as many as she chooses to juggle because she knows where to place you and where you're going to do the best for her. And you don't even realize it. And you don't even realize it. She comes to you, okay? She knows that you can't say no. So she manipulates you. She doesn't care about your feelings because she doesn't care about herself. She doesn't even love herself. And the fact that you love her because she doesn't love herself shows her that she has a slight advantage over you where she can do it. And gentlemen, listen, please understand this. Please pray on this. Please lock this down, what I'm about to tell you. A woman can only do what you allow her to do. A woman is not taking a gun and putting it to your head and saying, you have to do what I say. See, the guys across the street want you to think that. But see, what you don't understand is, yes, women want to have babies. Some women want to have marriage. Some women want relationships. But they realize that I've got to take a second-class citizen and try to clean this motherfucker up because I can't really get a man because I'm not worthy of a man. Okay? I'm not. Okay? What's the question, man? I'm not talking about the cocky funny shit, dude. What is the... I didn't see your question. Put a Q in there and I'll answer it, dog. Who said that shit? Hey, Harry, just send it again. I'll answer it. I got you, Harry. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all know the number. I got y'all covered. But I'm trying to get y'all to see the signs of why they do what they do. Why they do what you do. You can't be emotional and expect a woman to let you lead her. You cannot feel like, you know what, she's better than me. She's not. Why would she let you lead her when you can't even lead yourself? So then that forces her to take a man role and then begin to dominate. And let me tell you something, guys. Ooh, when they get a taste of it, when they just get a hit of it, power. When they get a taste of control, when they get a taste of dominating, some women are kind enough to say no and let you go. But, hey, all is not fair in the game because there are women out there that just don't give a fuck. But let's talk about where did it go wrong? Where did it go wrong? Where did it go wrong? You see, gentlemen, there was a time that the pickup community, you know, the nags, the cold approaches, and all that goofy shit y'all saying today. There was a time women had no idea. And you see, the world was filled with, there were gold diggers out there. There were very few. There were gold diggers out there. And then there were women in the strip clubs running game. But very few women, they were just looking for relationships. So once Doc Love, who came in the 70s, took on the apprentice Ross Jeffries, and Ross Jeffries mixed NLP and came up with this thing called speed seduction, this is where things started to take a wrong turn, but it didn't take the biggest turn until a decade later in the 80s. See, in the 80s, Ross Jeffries came up with speed seduction. But then in the 90s, this is where the W. Dayton's came in, where they started having affiliate programs and try to market and try to find ways to manipulate women, to lie through tricks, gimmicks, and manipulation. They called it the seduction community. And through the seduction community, it was underground. Now, gentlemen, I'm going to, freelance, if you're there, can you pull up? Well, let me see if I can pull it up for you. I'm going to show y'all guys something. See if I can, I'm going to find it. I'm going to send you the link, and I want y'all to see it. Well, let me see if I can find it. Wait. I got it right here. I want y'all young men to see what the fuck I'm talking about. Let me see if I'm finding that shit. Oh, wait. I think I got it right here. I want y'all to see. No, that's not the list. Let me give y'all the good list. I got to send this to you. I just got to think this might be it. I don't think this is it. Is this the one that has all the fucking layers and shit? It was a layer list. Shit. Where the fuck is it at? Let me see here. I used to have it, but I don't have it anymore. Let me see if I can find it, because I'm connecting dots here, and I cannot find it. Fuck. All right, so for you guys out here, well, I think I can use this. I think I can send this to you. I think I can send this to you. Yeah, I can send this to you, but it's deeper than this one. But because it was layers all over the world. Layers all over the world. Okay? Yes, they're doing the same thing as the red pill guys. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'll click on that. It's layers all over the world. Let me ask this question real quick before I continue. Guys, I want to call in. We got you covered. I got the questions. We got you. Sir, I don't understand why are you telling me this shit, dog? Why are you telling me this? You can't fall in love again until you become a student of the game. You don't understand. Your job is to be weak. Your job is to be what you are. And the problem is you accept who you are. You don't want to change. A lot of you guys say all this shit, but you actually don't really want to change, man. You don't. You don't want to change. And a lot of you guys are always doing the same thing over and over again. You wanna take this victim role and you want everybody to feel sorry for you, but motherfuckers don't feel sorry for weak-ass motherfuckers, man. The world just doesn't care. So if you want to find love again, I would tell you you've already messed up right already, because as a man is not looking for love. Why are you looking for love? Why do you want to be a woman and be in fucking love? That's your problem, because you don't have any game. That's what women are supposed to do. Women are supposed to fall in love. Women are supposed to fall in love. Not men. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Tyler. Tyler put the list up. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate that. Please look at the layer list. Look at it. Look at the list of all the layers around the world, gentlemen. You don't believe me? Look at them all around the world, and you will see. You will see guys started this. It was guys that started all of this. It wasn't women. Women were minding their own business. Women weren't doing anything. They were minding their own business. And these guys started using tactics, tricks, manipulation, and gimmicks to get what they wanted from people. And I'm sorry, it just is what it is. I don't make up these rules or anything like that, and I'm not trying to give anybody a pass for what they're doing, but this is bad. This is bad. Because so many people out there just really don't understand the ramifications of what happened when Mystery Method came out in VH1 and just started teaching everybody the lie that became surface. And once it became on the surface, that's when everything fell apart, because The game just broke down at that point, gentlemen. No, you didn't mean love with yourself, because you meant love with yourself here. You'd say, see, this is why y'all can't, you got to just take the criticism for what it is. Don't sit and try to make it something that you're not, okay? Don't do that. Just accept it for what it is. You took it for what it is. And what you're doing now is you're trying to justify the truth that you just didn't have game, brother. You're just trying to justify it. Stop that. But, gentlemen, what y'all don't understand, and I always tell you young men out here, don't just do your homework. Don't believe me. I don't want you guys to believe me. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Don't believe me. See it for yourself. All these guys out here, I'm telling you, there was no metal. There was no going your own way. There was no being on your purpose. There was no fap. There was no money, cars, and status. There was no high-value man. All that shit didn't exist. It did not exist until after 2007. Do your homework and look it up. Because before 2007, all these guys were living high off the hog. All these guys were manipulating women who thought they would tell these women and sell them a bag of goods, a false bag of goods, only to sleep with these women and just keep rolling and breaking these women's hearts. I'm not here to for no sob stories or anything like that. I'm just saying that that's what happened. And say, and what these guys did was they were good. So if you're passing recipes, like Tyler gave you that link, all over the world, passing recipes underground on ways to manipulate. They even had a magic, invisible magic card trick I used to talk about during the pussy whip days, where a guy would say he walked up to a woman like this and tell her to pick a card. They would come up with anything. And I'm telling you, no metal. Now, there was starting to come a shrink for men and a voice for men around this time. Now, a shrink for men was created by a woman. Please understand that. But there was nothing in depth, okay? But what I'm saying to you all out here was that what happened was once the Mystery Method show called The Pickup Artist aired on VH1, is when the world as you know it changed. And it wasn't for what you think it was. Whew. Boy, y'all missed the mark on this one. Everything changed, and it wasn't about the manipulation. Because what you have to, I keep telling you about your opponent, she's going past your surface. See, on the surface level, these guys were manipulating women. See, what you don't understand is that you didn't care about them. There was something behind that curtain that gave them a power in which you see now they're doing what they're doing today. And that is they realized that all these guys were not men, and all these guys were intimidated by women. And as soon as they tasted that blood or dipped their toe in that lake, that's when everything flipped. Everything then all of a sudden flipped because they're saying this: if you want to play games with me, okay, if you want to play games with me, let's play. You want to manipulate me? Let's play. Now, remember, the manipulation was only with the gold diggers and the strippers. Oh, man. Oh. It was these guys that opened up Pandora's box. But then all of a sudden, life became unfair. Oh, it's not fair how she's treating me. It's not fair she's using me. Who did it first? Because all those red pill and all the motherfuckers across the street don't want to tell you the truth. They want you to act like this shit has been going on all for forever. And that's not true. It's just not true. Yeah, there was also keys to the VIP. Same thing. Absolutely. See, the old heads know about this stuff. All you young guys who think the internet just started when you woke up or some shit, or life happened when you woke up, you don't understand. So then what you created was somebody who then went on the attack. And she attacked the weak, as they always do. Everybody attacks the weak. That's just how life is. Attacking the weak. Where she positioned herself, where you begin to do everything that you do, not on your terms, but always on her terms, because everything you were doing was trying to make her happy. She got to pick the dinner places. She got to demand what you should and shouldn't do. She began to set all the rules, laws, and standards and how you have to operate to be your friend, to be that guy, to be that shoulder, to be that chauffeur, to be that nice guy that she loves to hang out with. You motherfuckers started then watching TV. And guys, let me tell you, it started back in 1989. I guess it was 1989. It was either 88, 89. I don't know which came first. Saved by the Bell or Beverly Hills 90210. I forgot which one of those came first. But what they did was they went off of, now follow me on this. Follow me on this. Let's talk about your creation and why they're after you. How your parents or somehow you came about. See, there was a time where, as I used to tell you before, there was only red, white, and blue on field day in elementary school. Field day, that was it. You know, if you sucked, you just sucked. You didn't get anything. So there was somebody in Katy, Texas, I think in 1986, who felt like everybody deserves to be a winner and everybody should get a trophy and everybody should participate. And when that happened, that was part. You throw that in the pot. That means that if you were a loser, they gave you a false sense of reality and told you you were a winner. And they gave you a trophy on top of that. And they didn't even keep score. But then the advertisers and the marketer, TV shows started. See, back in the day, there used to be shows, Beretta, Starsky and Hutch, fucking A-Team, you name it. They used to, see, Dolomite, they used to have man shows where men was running shit. Women had no say in those shows back in the day. But gentlemen, tell this one show called Murphy Brown came out where it was about a single mother that worked at I guess a television studio or something like that. Then it was Baby Boomers with Diane Keach, I think her name was. Then all of a sudden you have that, and then all of a sudden it was either Saved by the Bell or Beverly Hills 90210. One of those. I just forget. I think it was Beverly Hills 90210. Where they started to train you to think that, you know what, it's okay for you to hang out with the food. It's okay for guys and it's okay for girls to hang out with each other. It's okay for y'all to go to the peach pit and sit around and talk about a bunch of bullshit knowing now y'all want to smash. But they were at least kind enough to put a bad boy in that. They didn't really do that with Seinfeld. They didn't do that with Martin or Living Single. You know, once they did it with the Caucasians, then they say, okay, we gotta rope these black people in as well, and let's put a group of people together and let them fucking hang out. Wait, it was matter of fact, hold on, whoa, let's back up. It wasn't Beverly Hills 921 first. I think it was A Different World. I think A Different World came out in the 80s. I gotta look that up, but for you melanin motherfuckers, A Different World was showing you that instead of going after what you want, you gotta hang out with the fucking food. And for you Caucasians aficionados, they had Beverly Hills 90210 for you guys to show you that in order to understand women, you got to hang out with them and all that other stuff. Okay, so there was Saved by the Bell. So yeah, Saved by the Bell. Screech and the other two goddamn guys, you know, Slater was supposed to be the bad guy, hanging out with three girls. Ain't nobody fucking. Well, I guess they were high. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. They were young. I'm sorry. They started off young. I'm sorry. I was looking at thinking about later on down the line. But I appreciate that, Coach. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So then Beverly Hills 90210 rolled after that. So then they started to indoctrinate you guys. Then here comes Seinfeld. And then How I Met Your Mother. I mean, all these shows, Martin, you know, Martin and Gina hanging out with Tommy, Cole, Pam. I mean, why? Why are you hanging out with, I mean, you men didn't do all that stuff. Yeah, and don't forget, yeah, Jazzy Friends. All that friendship. Well, all they do is hang out and talk about a bunch of nothing. There you go. Y'all named them. Fresh Prince, Mr. Cooper. Y'all seen it. All this stuff. My Two Dads, all that stuff. What they did was systematically begin to declaw and defang you young men because they were saying that, you know what, we need to push the boys in together. Because, see, there was a time where men used to have their own shit. Women didn't show up at the bars and shit. It was a man space. But what happened was society started to do that. The society started to figure out that women, you know what, they have a voice, and I guess they do have a voice. I'm not saying they don't. I'm not trying to be sexist here. I'm just saying what's going on. But these women somewhere along the way figured out that they've got power. And once they realized they had power, they started to utilize it against the powerless. See, most of you young men have had a false sense of reality because maybe it was your mom or your dad or both your parents that coddled you and made you feel like the world was sunshine and rainbows. Like if you walk out of your door, a fucking squirrel is going to come up to you, a bird is going to lay on your shoulder, and a deer is going to eat some grass next to you while you sing happy fucking songs. But they never prepared you. And here's the thing. Again, some of you guys came from a single household. I did too, but I broke free. But what happened was a lot of you still have mommy. A lot of you still have mommy right now. A lot of you can't see what's going on. And this is where all this stuff begin to happen for all you young guys out here, where a lot of you young men out here stopped going after what you want because you were either shaming yourself for it. But I'm telling you, here's the sad part. You guys actually think women are the enemy. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to show y'all something. You guys actually think women are the enemy. Let me ask you a question. How can she be the enemy when she's just minding her own business? How can she be the enemy when she's just in the store at Starbucks reading a magazine or whatever? How can she be the enemy? How can she be the enemy? You see, what happened was, just like the PUAs, and we can go before the PUAs, back in 1979, they came out with a documentary for young little boys who were acting up. In that documentary, what they would do with those little knuckleheads is they would bring them to a jail and scare them straight by showing them that if you keep on this, you're going to end up with these type of guys in jail to a point where they, quote unquote, scared them straight. But would you actually think women are the enemy? How can she be the enemy when they're not even thinking about you motherfuckers? They don't have a woman fear, a woman's fear, where they're sitting around complaining about you guys. They got the power. Why should they complain when they got the power over you? But see, what do you mean? How can she have power over us? Well, she didn't create a manosphere. Some guy did. You guys did for women. You guys created pills because of women. You created hypergamy because of a woman. Everything that you have created was because of a woman. At the end of the creation, it has something to do with a woman. But the worst part about it is that, see, the women are not the enemy. The enemy is always going to be in the place that you least expect it. And see, what the enemy are going to do is to look away from the enemy by looking at something else versus looking at the motherfucker whispering in your ear. Because at this time, if you're religious, you can call him the Antichrist, or he could be a false prophet, or a snake oil salesman, whatever you want to call them. You could call them anything you want. But is it actually women whispering in your ear? Or is it other men or males whispering in your ear, telling you things about women that are not fucking true? Just because it happens to one person, it's not truth, gentlemen. It is not truth. But let's get to the truth. Let's talk about that truth. You see, gentlemen, the news and why the news is so important. Let me tell you why the news is so important. There was a time, I don't know when that time was, because the news was all that had to get ratings because they needed more people because they, you know, that's where they got advertisers and blah, 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 blah. So what the news had to start doing is they had to start creating fear tactics to make those that are watching fearful of certain things. If you turn on the news right now, you can see what I'm talking about. All they do when they begin, oh, my God, live at 5, there was this, there was a murder, there was a shooting, there was this, there was that. Then if you notice at the end, they do weather, sports, and then something happy, and then they end it. But they always started with fucked up shit and then bring it all the way down, weather, sports, and then a feel-good story, and then just repeat the cycle. If you don't believe me, just turn on your news. Don't believe me. Turn on your news. It's right there. You don't even see it because the news knows how to manipulate you. But what's so bad about the manipulation, gentlemen, is that the news is not just news that does this. They have TV shows that laugh in your face and you don't even realize it. If you watch any political TV show, now I'll give you an example. I love Billions. That's my shit. I love Billions on Showtime. I love Billions. I love that show because that show shows you that power is with the elite and power is all about rubbing the other person's pockets to get what they want. They've done that in House of Cards, you name it, all these shows. They've always showed you, but you were just so blind and you just didn't see it. Nor could you even understand what's going on because the power that they had or the power they were using over you guys was the power of manipulation. They're always showing you. Don't believe me. Listen, there used to be a news show. Watch it. It's all about ratings. Okay, let's sit in the room. Okay, you know what? Your numbers are down in this place. We need to send you over there and kiss a few babies. We need to send you over there and act like you really give a fuck because you know what? We need this state because if we don't get this state, we're not going to get the presidency or you're not going to get that seat. You see that? They tell you right in your face and y'all guys don't even see it. You don't even see it because you're not supposed to see it. But again, this is very important what I'm saying. See, the news needs to feed you scare tactics to make you feel like there's a boogeyman under your bed. Because the control that they have is the same control as a cult. Because the thing about a cult is it's about indoctrinating you to a thought or a behavior or a movement. And it's not a movement of many. It's a movement of one that has many followers. And when you take a young man who has his umbilical cord in mommy, mix that with a guy that is the male version of mommy, these young men will pull the umbilical cord out of mommy and they will attach it to another man and follow that man and whatever he says while he uses the fear tactics. This is what the news does. Think about this for a second. How many times have you seen the news? And there was a shooting, in Wyoming. And by the time it hits the news, they make you feel like it's in your town. Some of you guys are like, I'm not even going to the movies this week because I don't want to get shot. Think about what I'm saying. Somebody can get shot on fucking Jupiter by the time it reaches the news. Twist and turn to manipulate you, they're going to make you feel like it's in your town with the fear tactic, which then makes you feel like, oh, my God. But then what does the movie do? See, think about the money here. Police officers are not getting paid enough money, right? So how does the game work? See, if we place the fear tactic in, then we'll force the movie theaters and all these other places and restaurants to what? Hire police officers and hire security to feel so when the people go to those venues, they feel protected. But see, y'all don't see that. It's all about feeling protected, feeling like you're still in the womb of mommy because you feel the fear. There's a boogeyman. When y'all were small, y'all thought there was a boogeyman. Mom, do put a nightlight in your room to calm your fucking nerves down until one day you woke up and like, ain't no bitch ass boogeyman. And this is a bug. Give me that nightlight. And you just went to bed with the lights out. So let's take that. Now that you understand that, now let's talk about your enemy. How is the woman the enemy when the woman is only following your lead? See, you don't even realize everything you do is showing her how to treat you. She's only going to do what she can get away with. That's all she's going to do. She's only going to do what she can get away with. And if you're thirsty, she'll get away with everything. If you're needy, everything. If you're creepy, everything. If you ain't got a sense of self, everything. Everything. But is she really the bad person? Or is it the guy? See, this is what y'all understand. Even in the 90s or the early 2000s, I remember, and Alan Roger Curry can even, from 01 can even, because I showed him this. I didn't know, because I was invited. I got invited by one of those guys to go to a secret meeting. And I'm like, what is this about? What's going on? And this secret meeting was a group of PUAs coming up with marketing strategies to take motherfuckers' money. What they would do back then, so y'all didn't even know, they would take this thing called a green screen, okay, in someone's house. Now follow this. They would take a green screen in somebody's house and put it in the kitchen. And then in front of the kitchen, they would take a table and put books there as if it's a library. And by the time they manipulated everything, it looked like the woman was actually, it looked like the PUA was actually talking to the woman in the library. But see, I don't want to get into the squeeze pages and all that other stuff. But they were out to manipulate you. Because they knew that if they keep pushing fear tactics in you, they knew that they can push you towards their language. Now, we got to break that down because I know I'm throwing you so many lanes. I'm trying to get y'all guys. Let me check the phone lines because you got to make sure the lines are open. Okay, 407, let me get you real quick. What you got? What's your question,
hey,
man?
Hey, Steve, it's Damien. You know, what you're talking about is deep, but it goes deeper, man. Like, this type of control goes back thousands of years ago, like the Flavian Dynasty. Like, they were the ones that created Christianity, and it even goes back to the Pharaonic Age, like Egypt.
Okay, I'll graze on a Christian thing, because I don't want to, I'm not here to break the spirit of those that believe in the Bible. Let me explain that. After you hang up, because there's a lot of noise, after you get done, I'll graze on that real quick, just to show you what you're right. I'll prove that point as well. Because they ran game back then, and I'll explain that. But, yeah, do you have any other questions, though?
Nah, man, I was just putting in my input. I like what you're talking about, though, man.
Okay,
like,
respect.
It's good to open up the field of knowledge in your mind instead of being so small-minded.
No doubt. I will break all this down, and I'll graze on that because with a lot of young men don't understand, and I always tell them, caller, you listen – with people didn't realize, well, people realized, I guess, back in the day, if you're religious, you have a straight line to whoever.
I'm outside and I'm walking.
All right, let me mute you. Okay. So let me just graze on the religion, give you all an example of what I'm talking about. You guys out here have a straight line to pray to whoever you believe in. Okay. If you believe in God, and I'm not here to knock you or judge you. That's not my job to do that. I'm just telling you. You have a straight line from A to fucking B to pray straight to your God. But somewhere back in the day, somebody said, wait a second, because their self-importance and ego said, why do they get a straight line to God? Why don't I create maybe a thing called Christianity? Or create this thing called a church and let them worship me like they worship their God. And then they can give, I want to be worshiped like the God, right? So I will create a building or an area where they worship me and I make the determination if they're worthy enough to talk to him. See how ego and self importance do? So then if someone else said, well, goddamn. Well, if you're going to create that religion, well, if they're going to worship you, maybe I'll create this religion and they'll worship me. And I'll do it. And it goes on. And I'm not trying to talk to you. I'm not trying to break your spirit. Y'all can pray what you want. But have you ever realized, why do you need to go to a church and when you have a straight line to whoever you pray to? And why do you need to please that motherfucker in that pulpit or in that little room? And you got to have him tell you how many Hail Marys and all that other shit you got to do to wash yourself of your sins. Who the fuck is he? He's a mortal fucking man like you, trying to tell you, like, as if he's a god. You made him your god instead of praying to your god. I just want to, that's what 407 was talking about. I don't want to go too deep in that. Okay. All right. Okay. And I'm not conspiracy. If you don't believe it, do the homework. I always tell you, don't just believe it. I'm not here to, this is not conspiracy. It's right in your fucking face if you see it. But see, sometimes you're so far in the fucking forest, you can't see the trees. If you don't fucking believe me, find out yourself. See it for yourself. And you think, am I actually wrong about that church thing? Do you not have a straight line to your God where you can pray to your God anytime you want to? Do you have to go into a building and talk to another human person to see or let him determine if you're worthy enough? I mean, is that not happening now? Is that a conspiracy? You got to think about it. You just got to think about it. I'm not going there, but I'm going to continue what I'm saying. See, getting back to what I was saying, thank you for the call, big dog, but what I was saying to you guys is this. The way the enemy, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the way he does it is that some of you have a sense of wanting to belong. And if he knows you want to belong somewhere, then they know how to manipulate you to be a part of something. That's where you get gangs from. If you notice how gangs are, it's always see some young boy getting bullied or something like that. And he's like, well, shit, I don't want to get bullied anymore. I'd rather join and bully someone else because I want to feel protected. But see, what gangs and what cults do, red pill cults, all these fucking shit that you got on the other side, they always function as us versus them. Women are the enemy. Hey, watch out of that thing under the bed, because you know what? You know there is a Martian on Venus that got ran over by a blue woman, and if you don't be careful, it's going to happen to you. And just like the news, they know how to manipulate the single weak, the minded male. That doesn't question. They just believe because, again, a lot of guys out there, they want to be a part of something because that's what women do. Women want to be a part of shit. Where women, remember, women gossip. Women are drama filled. Okay, women are catty. But who taught you that? Men have pushed the pendulum. Not only that, for you to use their language. Now, this is very important to understand because you don't understand that these motherfuckers are working for the fucking enemy, and I'm going to show you how. See, back in the day, they used to have this thing called a scarlet letter. Like when a woman was an adulteress or something like that, she would have to walk around with a fucking letter. She was marked, okay? When you have that mark, you're showing the whole village that you ain't shit or you're the town whore or however you want to do it. How do you think they're marking young men today? They're not taking a paintbrush and marking you. You're being marked by how you speak. You're being marked by how you behave, and you don't even see it. You see, for a lot of you young men out there, and again, I don't believe me. Y'all just see it for yourself. But for a lot of you young men out there, what you want to do is, I understand, listen. I know part of you feels that you need to be a part of something. I know a part of you feels that, you know what, I'm alone and it's lonely out here, and I want to be liked. I want to be accepted. Whatever your one is. But then what you do is the manipulation part. Now we got to get to, we're going to bring the meter in here because I'm trying to hit you in all these angles, let you see how this shit's going down. If I'm a media a conglomerate and I need you to buy X, I need you to buy this. This shit's going to be like $500. I need you to buy this. All right, I need you to buy this. How am I going to get you to buy this easily? Hey, I'm going to hire you. Good actor? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you look like, hey, look at you. Look like a young Caucasian guy or a young black guy, young Asian guy, whatever. You look like somebody that, you know, young kids can relate to. They'll either go to athletes or movie stars as well. You look like somebody young people can relate to. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set you up. We're going to boil and frog this. We're going to put you on the scene. We're going to get you to talk bad about women. And then what we're going to do is slowly build up your subscription level, because the gullible guys out there, they're looking at the number. If you have a high number, then you know what you're talking about. And again, you got to understand there's a lot of frustrated young men. They have no sense of self, frustrated. They're tired of being alone. They're tired of being angry. So what they're doing is that they need not an outlet, but they need a soothing thing to calm them down. But they need a place where they can go. But in order to be a part of that place, they must learn the language. Whether the language is hypergamy, be on your purpose, and to a point where, and like I've always said before, to a lot of you guys out there, hey, let me check the phone lines real quick. I always said to a lot of you guys out there, what's important to me out there. Wait. 407, did you have a question?
No.
Okay, I'll throw you back in. Okay, my bad. Okay, I thought you had a question. I'll throw you back in. Okay, so a lot of guys out there, listen, they want to be accepted. They want to be a part of something. And that's how the cults get people. And young men don't even know that. Because what they'll say is like the squeeze pages in the 90s. And if y'all don't know what a squeeze page is, hey, I used to be like you. I used to be a loser. I used to be terrible with women. I couldn't even get a woman. But you know what? Then I learned this one thing, and for $300, and then they take pictures with women, you can learn it too. Whoa, guess what? If you join right now, we'll knock out the $300, make it $97, and then we'll add on A, B, and C, and you can have all these things. That's the squeeze page. But a lot of these guys today are doing the exact same squeeze page, where they are saying, I understand you. You know what? When you just feel like you're not accepted, and damn those fucking women. I mean, what the nerve of them turning you down and using you for your money and taking you for your time and all this other stuff. So let me, instead of forcing you to be a responsible and accountable, why don't I show you it's not your fault? Come on, join me. Look, there's a lot of other guys like you. Come on, meet the guys. Hey, meet Red Pill Mike and Blue Pill John and Pink Pill, whatever the fuck, and see what we'll show you is a system of color, a color system where you'll know what you are based off a fucking color, off of a fucking color. Gentlemen, I always ask the million-dollar question. What would the world be if there was no Matrix? Have you ever asked yourself that question? What would the world be if there was no Matrix? If there was no Matrix movie, what would the world be? And no, a lot of guys don't even ask themselves that question because they don't want to know the answer. Because the answer shows that I don't know what the fuck I am to me. And it's a very frustrating thing. I get it. It's very frustrating. But what I'm saying is I'm not here to frustrate you, okay? I'm not here to frustrate you. What I'm here to do is I'm here to show you that there's another way to do it. But I want to talk more about this. I want to connect these dots. I'm just showing you. But again, please, gentlemen, do not believe me. Please don't believe me. I don't want you to believe me. Just do the homework yourself and see it for yourself. Because, see, the thing that you don't understand is that no man should ever press upon you a word to describe bullshit. Look how they have these young boys. Well, I'm a red pill. I'm a blue pill. I'm a green pill. Well, her nature, female nature. Hey, I'm on my purpose. Hey, I got to get my clothes, money, and cars because somebody I don't know told me to do that shit. Somebody I seen on the internet told me that, you know what, I shouldn't jerk off. But see, everybody's hunting you down. You see, gentlemen, do your homework. For all you NoFap aficionados, don't believe me. Look up the guy that created that bullshit. Look him up. You will see that you know he has no game. And you will learn, if you do your homework, he went on Reddit in 2011 and read an article from 2003 about not jerking off. So he himself said, okay, if there's metal, and there was a movement, no purpose, that was a movement, hypergamy, all that said, hey, why don't we go ahead and push a no-fap movement where we tell guys not to jerk off, and that will give them some solicited power, like they can fly or some shit. Look it up. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Look it up. Look at the guy. Wait, if you want to, I'll show you his face. I want to show you your master. I'll show you the motherfucker. Find this cake-ass motherfucker. Look at this shit. Let's see. No fap creator. Y'all guys blindly follow people, and y'all don't even do your homework to see who is the guy teaching you all this bullshit. Let me find the guy. Because everybody's no fap. Wait, let's look at the guy. Hold on a second. Let's see here. Let's pull up his name. Let me see here. No fap. Hold on. I got to get his name. I've got the bitch's name. Hold on. I got the guy's name. Here we go. His name. What's the brother? Founding. Let's see. Funding. Okay. What's the dude's name? Hold on. Alexander Rhodes. Here we go. Let me show you your leader. Let me show you the cool guy getting a lot of pussy by telling you guys not to jerk. I mean, he's so cool, man. He's like cool like the Fonz and everything. But y'all guys don't even do your homework. And they know you don't do your homework. You ready? You ready? Here is your leader. You ready? This is your leader. He is the one that created the movement that most of you dumb motherfuckers have followed because he read an article from 2003 and created NoFap. But yet, y'all believe that shit. And y'all don't even do your homework to see who's teaching you this shit. But I'm getting back to the women because, see, all these things come together. See, gentlemen, you hate the woman. You have every right to talk about women. I'm not here to judge you for talking to a woman or knocking a woman, if that's what you say. But they talk in generality, all general. They talk in general, right? See, now let me show you a little common sense. Let's take single mothers, okay? Let's take single mothers. They say all single mothers ain't shit. Don't mess with single mothers, right? They're all bad, right? Okay, let's look at that for a second. From a man's perspective, is Vanessa Bryant an ain't shit woman? Because she's a single mother. She's a victim of circumstance. She's a single mother. But they say all single mothers. All single mothers. But one thing they don't tell you is about a lot of these guys are having a lot of unprotected sex. A lot of these guys are fucking these women, and a lot of these guys are getting these women pregnant because they want to keep these women. Some of these guys just want to fucking run, get them pregnant, and go and leave these women with the bag. And I want you to understand that, yes, there's a responsibility for a woman to – it's her call. But I'm just saying that they want to say every woman is bad. So they have you thinking and hating women to a point where when you meet someone that you're interested in, you don't know how to even navigate yourself to even have a sensible conversation to show the woman that you're an interesting individual, which then frustrates you and then gets you mad and then brings you back to the source of saying, see, these women ain't shit. But yet you are following somebody. See, gentlemen, you can follow who you want. And I always say this to all you young men. I appreciate all you guys out here. I appreciate y'all. And I always tell you, follow who you want. But isn't it odd that these guys are not teaching you how to tie a tie or to fix a tire or to fix your crib up or to learn how to speak to women properly or learning how to build yourself? They can't because they're on the news level of pushing fear tactics. Guess what? Jeff Bezos lost $1 billion. Oh, my God. See that? But if we're looking at common sense, Jeff Bezos and his wife started with damn near nothing. They built the company $2 billion. It wasn't like he had $1 billion and got married and she came into $1 billion. They built Amazon together. Amazon just blew up. But y'all are looking at the numbers and not thinking. They came in and built it up. Dr. Dre, y'all see the letter he wrote his girl, not that simpy ass letter. I don't even know if he had a prenup and shit. But for the man that works paycheck to paycheck, he absolutely thinks that, oh, my God, if I meet a woman, she's going to take me for my money. What money the fuck do you have if you're living paycheck to paycheck? What money do you have? How is that going to happen? But, yet, remember, if it gets in the Facebook or in the world, people know how to manipulate it to make it feel like it's a threat to you. And because the threat to you is attached to mommy and emotions, you think that threat is actually truth. You think it's actually truth. There are bad out there. There are bad women out there. That's the truth, yes. But wait a second. If you meet a woman, man, she'll take you to family court. Well, it's pretty interesting because most of these guys that y'all don't know are the ones begging and bartering for pussy. Date me. Let's go on a date. Come on. Let's see each other. Let's be together. Come on. Please be with me. See, they don't tell you about those guys, right? But the woman says, I don't want to. I don't want to. I'm not interested. To a point where he beats her down to the point. She's like, okay, I guess. Okay, yes. And then you don't know some guys poke holes in rubbers. You don't know some guys hide pills. You guys think it's just women out here doing this shit. And then have these guys that, hey, they were in the friend zone for months and they were begging for the relationship. And because the woman felt sorry and thinking that was the best guy she could possibly get, she gets married to this motherfucker and has kids with him, knowing she doesn't even want him, knowing she doesn't like him because she dogs him and treats him bad. But what does he do? What does he do to the woman that dogs him out? He begs her for a date. The woman that dogs him out, he begs her for a relationship. The woman that dogs him out begs her to move in with him. The woman that dogs him out begs to get engaged. The woman that dogs him out begs to get married. You remember bridezillas? Back in the day when bridezillas, we used to do that all the time, telling you how these fucked up ass women are and why you shouldn't do that shit. But no, you want pussy so bad, you're willing to take the punches and the abuse and the disrespect. You did it. You chose to do it, right? She didn't put a gun to your head. She was. You knew she wasn't shit. You knew she was. I mean, it's not like she was, I'm good, and then you got married, and all of a sudden, ah. No, you knew what she was. You knew what she was. But because you was getting pussy, you bypassed all those behaviors. Then she's dogging you out some more and dogging you out some more. And what do? You give her a fucking kid. Thinking that if I give her a kid, she won't treat me bad anymore. And she still dogs you out. Then y'all break out and break up, and she withholds the kids from you. Now, is it her fault for withholding the kids? Or is that something you fucking deserve because you knew what she was? And see, this is hard for a lot of men to accept. Because a lot of men want to be the victim nowadays. They don't want to look at the first domino. See, the liars and these frauds out there, and 640, I got you 1 second. I'm sorry, I bring you in. The frauds out there, one question, say 641. What they want to do is they want to talk about the last domino. If you see them, they never talk about the first one. 624, I can help you, sir. What's up? 614 going once. 614 going twice. All right. Call back when you can. So what I'm saying is this. Is it really her fault? Yeah, she asked to date you. And she didn't even ask to live with you. You begged her, pleaded with her, please date me. Please be with me. Please marry me. Because you thought you could change a ain't shit woman. And you thought you could make her good again. Hold on a second. 614, what's your question? What's up?
Oh, hey, what's up? Nice hearing you. I had a quick situation I wanted your opinion
on.
Oh,
what's going on?
Yeah, so dating this girl, I have two girls. One is younger, like 27, one's 39. I'm 38. Younger one, probably for the future. The current one, we just got a lot in common, but, you know, she's like a little thought in the past. But I like her. She's cool day to day. So we go out a lot. She stays over a lot. I stay at our house a lot. No big deal. No questions asked. No looking at the phone. Took a few trips to Vegas, you know, L.A. No big deal. She pays half sometimes. Sometimes I pay the whole thing. We just kick it. Recently, for Super Bowl Sunday, we went to a bar, and then this guy kept walking past. I kept seeing her eyes look up, make contact with him every time he walked past behind me.
Wait. 1 second. It's a very important question to ask. She was just a bitch to you, right? She's fucking. She ain't special, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, day to day, she ain't special.
Hey,
she ain't special.
Hey, hold on.
You know how that goes. You know how that goes.
No. I don't know how it goes.
So basically, we got routine.
Wait. Listen to me. You weren't in a relationship with her. You were just fucking her. So what you did... Because she's looking at another guy. Why do you care?
So listen, I'm going to get to the point.
I got you.
So I'm just trying to see how she will interact with this guy with me there. That's what I'm worried about because I'm there. Now, when I'm not there, I really don't care.
Whoa. What do you mean worried? Why do you care?
No, I'm not worried. I guess we're out together. I just want to see how the respect will go. That's what I'm thinking about.
Wait. What rule is it or something that she has to respect? She has to fucking respect you. Y'all are just fucking. Why does she have to respect you?
Because we're out together.
No. Y'all are out together as fuck buddies. Why would... What rule does a fuck buddy have to respect you?
Well, okay. I guess that's why I want it when we go out.
Right, but why are you so emotionally invested in an ancient bitch? Why do you hate yourself?
No, I'm trying to tell you. And so I just wanted to see what was going to happen. So I walked to another room and I ate some chicken wings. When I came back, I wanted to see if the dude was talking to her or if she interacted with the dude.
You're not answering my question. That's feminine shit. Why? Tell me why. Why would you do some feminine? Women do shit like that. So you sneak off and peep around the corner to see she. So what if she's talking to the other guy? What you gonna do then? What you gonna do?
I think if she was talking to the other dude, I would come back and sit down and be like, yeah, it's cool, you're cool, just keep going about my night. I wasn't going to do shit.
Brother, she's just a fuck. She's not special. Why are you giving benefits to a woman you're just fucking? Why?
Okay, I didn't even get to the good part yet. But I'm with you, Steve. I'm following you. I'm not even tripping. All right?
Well, so
the part is this. I knew dude was going to make a move, and I wasn't really tripping about it. I was just like, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? And so we walked to another room. He comes up and starts a conversation with the both of us. Her and I had this interaction before because women have started conversations with me, and she said, Jerry, you know, that made me, she's like, Jerry, that made me feel a certain type of way. And I'm like, yo,
wait,
okay.
Wait a second. I need help to understand this. Why do you give a fuck what she means when all she is a fuck? What does her feelings got to do with anything? If she should know that all we doing is fucking, and if you choose to talk to somebody, go talk to the motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Why? You were in your fucking feelings, baby. If you told her that, you too late in the game.
You know because I am. You know I am in my feelings.
You the one peeping around corners and shit. She ain't peeping around corners. You are. Let me ask this big question. Why the fuck are you spending your hard-earned money over a fuck?
You got a good point.
No. I'm asking a question. Why are you spending your hard-earned money over a fuck?
Well, most of the time when we have traveled, like, to New York or other places, she like, fronts the money. And she'll say, I'll pay for the tickets. Or, you know, we bet on something simple like a baseball game.
What?
She'll lose and she'll pay. She'll pay.
Why are you giving a fuck, like, girlfriend and relationship benefits? Why are you even traveling with that bitch? I mean, listen. Why are you traveling with a fuck up? Fuck, she can't even touch your fucking grass. Why are you on a plane and spending money and spending time like y'all are in a relationship unless you want to be in a relationship with that ancient bitch? You are having feelings for that ancient bitch. You're the emotional one in this shit. You do understand that, right? You catch your feelings.
Yes.
So why the –
Yeah.
How old are you, young man?
I'm 34.
And this is game. This is game. This is what I keep telling you. She didn't want you. You want her.
We've had a few conversations where she's approached me about having it being a lot more, and I rejected those.
I
like, not
don't
good.
Give a
Yeah, I'm just giving you the background that I said, nah, I'm good. We just fucking.
No, you ain't good because you're the one peeping around the corner. You're the one wondering if another guy's looking at her. Fuck you! You don't need to lie. You are in your feelings, and you're fuck. Hey, look, it's a movie called Pretty Woman. You're in Pretty Woman. You're falling in love with a fuck, and you're spending time with a fuck, and you're traveling with a fuck, and you're paying shit for a fuck when all you should be doing is just fucking her. And going is skeet, 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 skeet. All right. I'll talk to you later.
So
you want to give a fuck girlfriend benefits.
You know what? You're exactly right. And I ain't tripping about that. You're exactly right about that. And, I do appreciate that.
I'm not here to knock you. I'm here to get you to see things. I don't want you to be like these other guys. Here's my problem. One of these days, you might get that fuck pregnant. And if you get that fuck pregnant, That means you're going to deal with that fucking woman who ain't shit for 18 plus fucking years. Realizing that that ain't shit motherfucking woman might, I'm not saying she will, because I'm not going to generalize, she might dangle the kid in your face. She might find another fucking father and might take your kids from you because you know she wasn't shit from the beginning. That's why you was only fucking her. But yet, because you are in your feelings and you're the female in this shit, you falling in love and catching feelings. What the fuck, dog? What's that about? What part of the game is that?
You know what? You're right.
Real quick, young man. I appreciate the call, but listen.
Yeah.
See, you'll be the guy running to the red pill side saying, see, you women ain't shit, man. See, that bitch is holding my kid.
Oh, no, never. I got you, though. I hear you, never.
Wait, can't say never because I'm sure you never said that I'm never going to fucking go around the corner and see if she's talking to another guy and I'm going to peep around the corner and see what she's doing. You would never do that, right?
Listen, what I'm saying. See, listen, one second. Well, I hear what you're saying. But she keeps stopping me like weekly and saying, let's have a talk. I really want to be your girl. And my conversation has been my response.
When does a peasant get an audience with the king? When does that happen? See, this is a problem with y'all guys. All men have bad women. We fucking. That's all we are. We just fucking. And if you ever think we more than fucking, that's where I'm going to let your fucking ass go because I'm telling you what you are to me. We are just fucking. Do you understand me? Yes, I understand. And I'm never going to be anything more than a fuck to you. That's all I'm going to do. So listen. I don't mind. If you want to see somebody else, go ahead. If you want to date somebody else, go ahead. I don't want to hold you back. I'm just saying what we are. And either you're going to accept it or not,
okay.
I don't give a fuck. But you are saying, well, let me listen. Oh, man.
This is why I said. When she said it to me, you're exactly right about bringing it to the king's table. I said, you don't present yourself like that, so I'm not even going to consider that. Don't bring it up anymore.
Okay, you understand she doesn't respect you. She keeps bringing up the same shit. See, what job do you know where the manager tells you, he only tells you one time, and if you don't listen, he writes you up. Don't listen again, you're fucking fired. What manager or boss has to continuously tell somebody something? And see, that's you ain't leading that woman. You in your fucking feelings, fam. And it's hard to make that accept that you're really in love with a fuck. And you are catching feelings with a fuck. And you're spending money on a fuck. And you're sneaking around the corners and peeping around the corners for a fuck.
When you say sneaking around the corners, it's just that, I guess, when I said to her, like, hey, you don't present yourself
Hey, how much do they cost and what flavors do they come into? How much do they cost and what flavors do they come in?
You talking chicken wings?
No. The excuse for your crunch that you're giving me right now. Because all you're doing is giving me fucking excuses. How many excuses are you going to give me until you accept the truth? Man, listen, it's hard. I get it. It's hard.
I'm just trying to give you. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just trying to give you context. I'm gonna have to excuse for it. Trust me.
What I need to know. You don't need to tell me anything else. I already know.
Well, cool.
So what are you gonna do?
Let me get to the good part. I'm gonna get to the good part. I got you. Trust me. I'm with you. So I just want to know overall. Let's say I was with anyone else, someone more important. And the guy came up to her, and he walked up from behind, and I pulled her to my left. And I said, hey, what's going on? And he was like, oh, I see you over here watching this TV. I put this stuff together. I put this room together. And he was just introducing himself. And I didn't say anything. I looked him off like, hey, you know, I'm here with my girl. I'll talk to you later. You know what I'm saying?
You know you did that with the ancient bitch, right? You sit next to the ancient bitch.
I did, but...
Okay, that she was a fuck. Stop! That's my fuck.
So listen. What if it's your wife, what would you have done? That's what I'm asking you.
If it was anyone on my roster that's high up, I don't do shit. You want to know why? Because I don't need to tell them what they should do. They're a representation of me. They know what to fucking do. So wait. I don't need do anything. Because I don't need to like getting shot over a piece of pussy. Listen.
Okay, so.
If a guy walks up to her. Hold on, wait. If a guy walks up to her, it's one thing if he puts her hands on her or tries to hit her. But if he's walking up to her, she knows how to speak for her fucking self. I don't need to be. Brother, let me tell you how cold I am. God, you know how cold I am? I used to let women like just dance on the dance floor. I would just sit at the bar and sip on my orange juice and pineapple drink and watch all the guys get shot down one by one by one, going up to and all that stuff. Because see, when you have game, you could throw a woman in a room full of a bunch of men and she's still gonna maintain it as if I'm in that fucking room. So I don't need to be
I agree with you. And all I'm saying to you is that we were at the dance floor in my mind. She went to the floor and someone danced for her and she reacted in the way I didn't want her to react.
Brother, okay.
Listen for one second.
I heard you. I just heard you. She didn't act the way you wanted her to act. But, sir.
The way you're saying.
Wait, sir. Why should she act that way when she's just a fuck? She's not your girl.
Okay.
What? This is Pretty Woman all over. Guys, the movie about Pretty Woman is about a rich man who brought a prostitute in and a motherfucker fell in love with the bitch. So what I'm saying to you, brother, why are you giving fuck girl benefits? Why are you in your fucking panties worrying, oh my God, I was dancing with her. Another guy grabbed her, and she's just a fuck.
I'm not worried about her. You need to listen to what I'm saying. Trust me. I'm just saying, that situation, that I have been in that situation a lot where I don't care who approaches my girl.
Let's cut to the chase. Yes or no? You're talking about that girl, right? Right? Just go ahead and say yes.
No, I have other women in the past.
Why are you bringing this up? I'm asking you
with the situation that you gave where you on the dance, where the girl's on the dance floor and you're at the bar. I've been in that situation many of times. And I reacted the same way you two, where I gave two fucks about her shooting everybody down. I'm saying that happens 9 out of 10. This was the 1 out of 10 where it didn't happen. And I wanted to leave her. I left her at the club.
Okay, bro. What you're not understanding is you're putting feelings in a bottom-of-the-barrel bitch, and you're giving her all kind of fucking feelings. So don't give me this first-time-happened shit. This hasn't happened first time. Because if you were a man about your shit, you wouldn't be tiptoeing your fucking ass around the corner peeping to see if another guy's going to talk to her because you're in your fucking feelings.
No, I didn't want to see if another guy was going to talk to her. I just wanted to see how she was going to react. That's all I wanted to see.
Okay, but why?
The same thing you're saying about the dance floor.
Why?
Because every I'm trying to say it, like every week she's like saying, like she's trying to push like full court to me, like, hey, I'm this type of person. I'm this type of person. I can help you with
again,
this.
This is why you're the weakest link, because she could talk to you any old kind of way because she knows you're a sucker, and that's why she keeps talking to you. Hold on. You keep saying she bringing it up because you the sucker, because you in your fucking feelings. And you're letting a ragged. That's like you being a CEO of a corporation and letting a mail clerk try to tell you to give me an executive spot in the office every goddamn week. Okay, hey, Mister, or like I'm using the Flintstones and shit. Hey, Mister Slate, I want to be a vice president, even though I'm a mail clerk. That's what, dog. You just don't want to admit the truth, man, and it's okay. You just on some sucker ass shit, man. That's the problem with you guys. Y'all on sucker shit. You on some sucker shit, man. And I'm not knocking you, but everything you're doing is like you're in fucking denial over this shit.
I'm not in denial about it. It's just that I'm trying to say to you is that I've been in that situation where my girl has been on the dance floor and she rejected other people, not her, other people, of course, multiple people I've dated. And my point to you is that this is the one, not one, the people, I guess, my most recent history that didn't react the way I wanted her to react. That's all I'm saying. And so I'm just trying to get some feedback.
The fuck you mean the one in your most ancient? See, this is, you don't understand, you're just giving how weak the fuck you are. Because you're comparing an ancient bitch to your girl, which telling me this happened to you a lot, dog. You just saying, look, you just ain't got no game.
No, it hasn't happened to me a lot.
You're comparing a fuck to something that happened with your girl, man. You just did it.
Is that whoever, if I go to the bar, the strip club, wherever I go, I just feel like there's a level of respect there when I'm there with her. That's all I'm trying to say.
Why should a fuck respect you? Why?
I just think whoever I go out with respects me.
Wait. So you respect her? you respect her?
Yeah, like, I ain't going to let no ain't no man going to come and punch her in the face. That's probably respect,
wait. You have respect for a fuck? What does that say about you? Then you should see why you're the weakest link in all this shit. Because you respect someone who isn't demanding respect. She knows she ain't shit. But again, you cleaned her ass up. It's like Pretty Woman. You cleaned her ass up. You went places with her to show her off. You snuck around the corner to see what, because you was in your fucking feelings. Hey, dog, you just are what you are, man. It's okay. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you are what the fuck you are. You just have to accept that you just ain't got no game and you weak as fuck. You just weak. Dog, weak motherfuckers do shit like that, dog. I'm being honest with you. Weak motherfuckers.
Women
out.
I guess overall it's just like, I mean, thank you for the lesson. I'm not disappreciative of that. And I do understand, like, I'm putting a bitch on the pedestal, and thank you for that. It opened my eyes wide open. I guess what I'm saying, maybe I'm doing completely wrong from what you're saying, is that I do go out with a lot of women. Some women I am just fucking, but we might hit the bar sometimes before we go back to their crib. And maybe that's fucking up the game.
Why?
Listen, I agree.
I'm going to take that off the table. This is even worse. You just can't fuck. Your fuck game is pretty fucking whack. Guys, I'm only taking what he's telling me.
I want to go.
But if you was really fucking it right, you know what she would say? I'll buy the liquor and we drink here, because I don't want to go.
She does that. She does that all the time. But sometimes I still want to go out. That's what I'm trying to say. I still want to travel. I still want to go.
Wow. It's just amazing. This is why a lot of y'all lose. The ego and self-importance is so strong. You're just trying to fight and deny the fact that you ain't got no game and you can't fuck, man. That's two bad things. You ain't got no fuck game, dog, and here you are taking bitches out for drinks and shit that you don't even need to take them out to drinks, dog. And look at you.
I don't need to. I just want to go. I just want to go regardless. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, seriously.
Right, well, I gotta get back to the show. But listen, I appreciate it, but nah, man, you need some serious help, buddy. You need some serious help, man.
I appreciate your time. I appreciate your time on this.
Yeah, it's all love and all good. I wish you the best in your devils.
Yes, sir.
Fuck. You know, she ain't shit. But hopefully,
you open my eyes with that. You open my eyes with that.
No, she ain't shit.
And this weekend, if I go, like, to a concert, I'm like, damn, she's not going to go with me. But, like, in my brain, I want to take a chick with me. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, am I right?
So what,
I got, like, all these, like,
wait,
side dog, chicks.
Dog. What kind of bitch shit is that, dog? Why would you take a bitch you already fucking to a venue where there's women you haven't fucked?
I didn't say that one. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying in my brain, I didn't say that one, but I'm saying in my brain, I want to go out.
Why are you taking a woman to a venue that has pussy you haven't fucked yet? Why would you do that stupid shit? Why? I guess you have nothing to say, huh?
Oh, yeah. I just told you. Like, for real, I just be wanting to go with people, man. I be wanting people to roll with me. I'm like, it's no big deal.
Well, why can't you go with your boys and clean the fuck up?
All right. So, good point with that. Listen. I live in Nashville, right? And so overall, let me tell you this. Seriously, like the dudes I hang with, I don't think like I've seen a lot of sucker shit. You know, you call me a sucker. I've seen a lot of sucker shit that they do, and I just can't fuck with them no more. And a lot of sucker shit. I've seen them rob chicks before, shit like that. And I'm like, I just kept like rotating homies. Like, man, I can't hang with you.
Well,
I tried to work homie thing.
You're just a percentage who you hang out with.
Listen, I mean, I got to know them because, like, we're in different, like black organizations. And I'm like, hey, let's roll. I didn't know shit about them, and I just seen some foul shit. And I'm just like, I can't roll any of y'all.
I got to finish the show, man. You need some help. You just need some help, okay?
All right, I appreciate the love.
All right, respect to you, man. I mean, I got to get on with the show. Thank you, caller. All right, lines are down. All right, guys, let's go ahead and finish chopping it up. Now, gentlemen, the reason I'm saying what I'm saying is because I want to